This is what I had last year, the same one, basically, with just a few things added to it. But in Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, declares, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God." Our country we live in is not our God. President Trump is not our God. Biden is not our God. Neither party is our God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And that is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is not a lesson of discouragement. This is not a lesson of rebuke. But instead, it's a message of spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement. That is, not being satisfied with anything less. That's what we, God's people, should always seek to advance. Always seek to advance. How is our spirit of thanksgiving? How's it been over the last year? It's been a very tough year. Very tough year. But you know what? We can still advance. That is that spirit of thanksgiving. It's not hard if you have the Lord help you do it. How is our attitude of gratitude been? I really believe it's not a question if God can cause me to be more thankful. It's not a question if God can. This is not hard for the Lord. That is to be more thankful. It all comes down to desire. That's it. You just got to want him to daily help you and cause you to be more thankful. When I truly desire to be more thankful, that is asking the Lord to do whatever he has to in my life to make sure that I, 365 days a year, am going to keep advancing being thankful. All that is just truly trusting him. Letting go of yourself. When this really happens, I believe God can and will cause the individual. You don't have to be a Sunday school teacher. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a deacon. You can advance just as much as any one of them being thankful, spiritually thanking the Lord throughout the year. Even in the midst of a wicked, crooked, sinful nation, and it's getting more wicked and crooked and sinful all the time. Even in the midst of that, the number of and the intensity of innumerable evils are increasing very rapidly. I mean, they're getting sharper than a thorn's edge. Whether in the midst of fiery furnaces or even in a den of lions, it's easier to be thankful when everything's going good. But what about in the storms and trials and temptations? Just as many storms, trials, and temptations we'll have to face next year, just as this year. Look at Job, the life of Job. He lost everything, but he was still able to say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That's a spiritual warrior. 129 times the word thanksgiving is mentioned 129 times in the Bible. The word thanksgiving is mentioned 27 times. So I looked that word up, and it says, "For the meanings of which see grace." Those words mean the expression. It's an expression from the heart of joy Godward or gratitude. It is therefore the fruit of the Spirit. It's not of ourselves. This is something that man cannot do on their own. We have to be trained to say thank you as a kid growing up. This is a fruit of the Spirit. It's an acknowledgement of a favor when God does something great in your life and wonderful and amazing. It's a matter of, that's just a way of acknowledging him by telling him thank you. It's a celebration of divine goodness in your life. That word grace its objective is that which bestows or occasions pleasure. That's what grace does. That's what its main objective is. That which bestows or occasions delight or causes favorable regard in the heart, mind, life, and soul of a wicked, sinful sinner. Grace is that which bestows love, favor, compassion, and mercy of God in a person's life. That's what grace, that's what its objective is, constantly, consistently. On the part of the bestower, it's a friendly disposition. So the one who bestows that grace, it's a friendly disposition. It's only a friendly disposition from which the kindly act proceeds, especially with reference to divine favor or grace. Grace expresses stress on its freeness, its universality. It doesn't matter what tribe, tongue, or nation. It doesn't matter what culture or what background people come from. It's self-originated. I love that. It's self-originated, meaning I don't have to earn God's grace. I don't have to do something to obtain favor from God. God bestows it upon me. And when a person really realizes that, they'll be thankful. It's voluntary. It's acted by its own impulse. The grace of God is by its own impulse. As in the case of God's redemptive mercy or the pleasure or joy he designs for the recipients. See, it's when we remember who we are and where we came from, and God will never let me forget that. He'll never let me forget that until I go home to be with him in glory. See, it's when we remember who we are and where we came from, that's when we'll understand what grace means. That's the ones that will understand what grace means, which will produce thanksgiving from the heart. It will. It works all the time. See, I'm thankful from the heart when I remember who I am and where I came from. The insignificance of man. You know, that word insignificant, if I went and told people out on the street that you are insignificant, I'd probably have a black eye, get a busted nose. But that's the state of the human race. We're all insignificant. That word insignificant means too small or unimportant. That's the state of the human race. We're all too small and very unimportant. We're not even worth consideration. We are without power or influence. The whole human race is, even the best of the best. And we're all meaningless. And Job 7:17 declares, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" There he's saying, as wicked and as sinful as man is, how would God even set his mind or his heart upon him? That's amazing. Job 25:4-6, "How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman?" Verse 5, "Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in God's sight. How much less man?" God is saying there, God's word is saying that the moon and the stars are purer in his sight than man. How much less man that is a worm? Psalm 8:4 declares, "What is man that thou art even mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" Our insignificance. See, it's when we understand what we are and where we came from. That's what will produce from the heart, a spirit of thanksgiving. From the heart, a spirit of thanksgiving or an attitude of gratitude. You will be thankful. The more you understand who you are and where you came from, you will be grateful and thankful to the Lord. Not just on Sundays and Wednesdays either. Revelations 3:3, Jesus reminds the church at Sardis to remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. How is it that you were able to receive Jesus Christ? And how is it that you were able to hear? Don't Jesus tells the church, reminds them of that. Don't forget that. Colossians 1, 12 through 14, giving thanks unto the Father. Why should we all the days of our life give thanks unto the Father? Because it is He the one who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's the one who made us fit for that. My spiritual beginning, for 29 years, I lived a life without God. For 29 years. That is, the awareness of God was not in my life for 29 years. God was not a reality in my life. I have a neighbor who professes to be an atheist. An atheist is an individual who believes there is no God. I've always heard and was taught in school Darwin's theory. I was at Flushing in the 7th grade. I'll never forget it. I was lost as a goose in a snowstorm, and I knew that was wrong. I knew that there was a God. I really didn't pay a lot of attention to it. They believe in the Big Bang Theory. That's what they taught there, right there on the screen. I've seen it on a screen up there. That is, two asteroids collided in space, and from that is how everything was created. And the process of evolution began. We came from some amoeba or organism, and here we are today. Sounds really stupid, huh? It was no accident that day for me and my neighbor there in that parking lot to meet at that particular place and time. God blessed me that day to share with him my testimony. And I told him there's a lot of church-going people who's not any better off than you. I told him a person can go to church all their life and still leave this life without being conscious or aware of God. It can happen. I told him that's what my condition was for 29 years. I told him I believed in God. I did. I knew there was a God. When I was in the 7th grade, lost as a goose in a snowstorm, but I still didn't know him. But I was not conscious or aware of him, I told him. I told him I went to church or churches, different types, while I was a kid. I was baptized numerous times. I'm sure I repeated a prayer and had some religious sects and creeds declare I was saved. But the end result was I was still without hope and without God for 29 years in the world. When all was said and done, I told that man I wasn't any better off than you, my neighbor, an atheist. But I told that man, I told him that all changed. And everything changed in 1994. See, only God can cause a person to be conscious of him. Only God can. Man does not have the ability or the capability to cause themselves to become conscious of God. This is something God has to do for an individual. Many so-called churches, religious sects or creeds try to perform this notable, miraculous act on their own without God, and it won't work. I told him, since 1994, God has been a reality in my life. And I told him, you and your family are always in my prayers. And I pray God would cause you to experience what I experienced in 1994. In today's modern day Christendom, the majority of them teach that the God of the Bible has to wait for man before God can perform his will or fulfill his purpose. If that were the case, I would still be without hope and without God today in the world. Every part of my life in 1994 was a wreck. Physically, mentally, and especially spiritually. I was spiritually dead on the east side of Flint in a little apartment across the street from Angelo's. But did you know that God wasn't even in my thoughts as to the answer of my problems? I didn't even give him a second thought. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, but God still divinely intervened in the life of Dennis. And that's what has changed everything and keeps changing everything. And because of that, I can keep thanking him all the time. There's a song we sing, 'Twas a Glad Day. I love the words of that song because that's my testimony. I was lost in sin when Jesus found me. I didn't find Jesus. Jesus found me. But he rescued me. He rescued me. No one else rescued me but Jesus. All glory to his name. Though the cords of worldly pleasure bound me, yet he saved me from guilt and shame. It was a glad day when Jesus found me, when his strong arm was thrown around me, when my sins he buried in the deepest sea, and my soul he filled with joy and victory. It was a glad day. Oh, hallelujah. It was a glad day. He claimed his own. Because of that, I will shout a glad hosanna in glory when I see him upon his throne. That word thankful means a feeling or expression of gratitude. That is a feeling. It's from the heart. It comes from the heart. And then you express it. You express it. That word gratitude means the quality of being grateful. The quality of being grateful. It's an emotion of the heart. It's an emotion. If it's an emotion, you can't keep it locked up in there. You're going to have to let it out. It's excited by a favor. I had a young man. One of my nephews at my mom's funeral today, he says, I used to go to church, but it was boring. I says, because Jesus wasn't in it. That's why. Jesus is the one who makes it fun and exciting. Gratitude is excited by a favor received. God divinely intervenes in my life daily. Because of that, that creates excitement by that favor received. It creates thankfulness. Grateful is a feeling or expressing gratitude. So gratitude or ingratitude. How can you tell whether you have a spirit of gratitude or ingratitude? This is where you have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself. There are 365 days a year. How much of that time are we truly thankful from the heart? Be honest with the Lord. Just be honest with him. And if you're struggling with it, ask him to help you. That's all you got to do. He'll be the one to cause you to be more thankful. He will. And it's a miracle. You'll keep experiencing more and more miracles throughout the year. How much of that time is spent with the spirit of gratitude? That all depends on how much of that time is spent in the awareness of him. That's the key thing. You spend your days walking with him, talking with him, in the awareness of him, you will be grateful and you will be thankful even in a world like we live in. Learning how to fellowship with him. It's a learning process. You don't learn it all overnight. You just don't grow overnight. But it's a matter of desire. You got to keep asking him to help you learn more how to fellowship with him. How to walk with him and talk with him, communicate with him. And eventually, once you learn so much, you won't be able to go a week without spending some time with him. You won't be satisfied with anything less. Having a spirit of teachableness, wanting him to teach you. He can teach anyone. As I said, you don't have to be a preacher or a deacon or anything for God to teach you. You just got to want to, want him to. I believe it's not a question if God can help you to learn how to have fellowship with him daily. It's not a question of if. If he can do it for me, he can do it for anyone else. Colossians 2, 6, and 7, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Verse 7, rooted, built up in him, you'll become more established in the faith, as you have been taught. And guess what will happen? The result. You will abound therein with thanksgiving. You will abound there. It will produce thanksgiving constantly, consistently. The more we spiritually grow, the more natural thanksgiving will become. Real thanksgiving from the heart is a manifestation of real spiritual advancement and growth. I'm telling you, the more you grow spiritually, the more thanksgiving will just become a result, a reality in your life. And you'll be happy out there, even this crazy world out there. People scratch their head. They'll say, what's wrong with you? I say, well, you just need Jesus, that's all. There are other ways of expressing gratitude to him. Saying thank you, Lord, by praising him. Not just on Sunday and Wednesday, but throughout the week. Ask the Lord to put a song in your heart to praise him. That's a way of saying, thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. Psalms 9:11, sing praises to the Lord. Psalm 67:3, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee perpetually. Hebrews 13:15, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually, not just Sunday and Wednesday. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Psalms 22:23, ye that fear the Lord. Fearing the Lord is another way of telling him, thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. Showing reverence toward him. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him. You know, I'm praying more for the Lord. Use the life you gave me to exalt your name, even among the heathen, to glorify you, Lord, somehow, some way. I don't know the ifs, ands, buts, and wheres, and whens, and how. But I know he knows. All you got to do is ask him. And he will somehow, some way, use you to glorify him. By fruit bearing. John 15:8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. By spiritual unity. Romans 15:6, that you with one mind and with one mouth, do what? Glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy glorifying the Lord in unity rather than doing it by myself. I enjoy doing it as a family, as a body of believers, much more. By entire consecration. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They belong to him. By saying no to sin. This is another way of saying thank you, Lord. This is another way of saying thank you. Romans 6:11, likewise reckon ye selves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verses 12 through 14. By saying no to fornication. Say no to adultery. Say no to pride or arrogancy or selfishness. Say no to malice or hatred, variance or emulations. You do that from your heart daily, you're saying, thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. Thank you, Lord. These are ways of expressing thanksgiving to God. Brother Mike, would you lead us in a word, a prayer to our prayer band?
One more announcement, no more.